Thursday, April the 2nd. I am 14 today. I got a tracksuit and a football from my father, £10 from my mother, and £5 from Mr. Lucas. They feel bad. Nigel sent me a joke card. On the front it says, "Who's sexy, charming, intelligent and handsome?" Inside it says, "Well, it certainly isn't you." Not funny. Bert sent me a card and a book token for 10 shillings. It had to be used before December 1958. But it was a nice thought. So, at last, I'm 14. I looked in the mirror tonight, and I think I look older. Except for the spots. Saturday, April the 4th. My father and I cleaned the house today because my grandma is coming for tea tomorrow. We went to the supermarket together. My father chose food that is bad for you. I bought fruit and salad. When we went to pay for the shopping, he couldn't find his credit card and they wouldn't take a check. I had to lend my father some of my birthday money. Sunday, April the 5th. I made my father get up at 1 p.m. He asked me if I missed my mother. I replied, "Of course I do, but life must go on." He said, "I don't see why." I thought he was suicidal, so I went upstairs to the bathroom and hid his shaving razor. After dinner, my father shouted from the bathroom for his razor. I lied and said I didn't know where it was. He tried to use his battery razor, but the batteries had gone green. I don't understand why he was so angry that he couldn't shave. Tea was a bit boring. My grandma shouted at my father for growing a beard. And she said lots of horrible things about my mother. We were both happy when she went home. I looked at Big and Bouncy. Monday, April the 6th. I got a postcard from my mother. She said I could go and stay with them for a weekend when they found a house. I didn't show it to my father. Tuesday, April the 7th. Barry Kent is in trouble for drawing a nude woman in art. There was a phone call from my mother. Her voice sounded funny, as if she had a cold. She kept saying, "You'll understand one day, Adrian." I could hear strange noises down the phone. I'm sure it was Lucas kissing her neck. I've seen them do it in films. Thursday, April the 9th. My father and I had a good conversation last night. He asked, "Do you want to live with me or your mother?" I said I wanted to live with both of them. He told me he's got a friend from work. She's called Doreen Slater. He said he wants me to meet her. He isn't exactly a suicidal, heartbroken husband. Saturday, April the 11th. I went to stay at Nigel's house because his parents are on holiday. His house is fantastic. Very modern. His bedroom is enormous and he's got a stereo, a colour telly and a guitar. The room has black walls and a white carpet. Nigel has lots of old copies of Big and Bouncy. We looked at them, then Nigel had a cold shower and I cooked the soup. I rode on Nigel's racing bike. If I had to choose between a racing bike and Pandora, I'd choose the bike. Sorry, Pandora. We went to the chip shop and bought fish, chips and onions. Nigel gets lots of pocket money. Before we went to bed, we drank some whiskey. I had never tasted whiskey before, and I will never drink it again. I don't know how people enjoy it. If it was in a medicine bottle, they would pour it down the sink. I don't remember going to bed. Sunday, April the 12th. This weekend with Nigel has opened my eyes. I never knew that I have been living in poverty for 14 years. I live in a horrible house, eat terrible food, and don't get enough pocket money. My father will have to look for a better job. Tuesday, April the 14th. I had a postcard from my mother. She has found a flat. She wants me to visit her and Mr. Lucas in Sheffield as soon as possible. Why can't my mother write a letter like a normal person? Why should the postman be able to read our business? Sunday, April the 19th, Easter Sunday. My father forgot to go to the bank on Friday, so we have no money. He's in a bad mood because he can't buy any cigarettes. Tuesday, April the 21st. My father was the first person at the bank this morning, but the cashier told him that he doesn't have any more money in his bank account. My father asked to see the manager. I was very ashamed. I hid behind a plastic plant until the shouting stopped. The manager agreed to lend my father money. My mother sent me the money for the train, so I'm going to Sheffield tomorrow. Wednesday, April the 22nd. My mother started crying when she met me at the train station. I wish my mother would come home. I had forgotten how nice she is. I hope my father feeds the dog. Saturday, April the 25th. I helped my mother to paint her kitchen yesterday. She bought me a new pair of trousers. Today, Lucas is at home. He makes me sick. He is always kissing my mother or touching her. I don't know how she stands it. He calls her poorly. I told her about my father and Doreen Slater. I wanted to make her jealous, but she only laughed. I wonder why. Sunday, April the 26th. My father met me at the station when I arrived home today. He told me that Doreen Slater had come for tea. The house was so messy, I think she came for breakfast, dinner, and tea. I've never seen her, but I now know she has bright red hair, wears orange lipstick, and sleeps on the left side of the bed.